Okay, so are our next band ready to play or have they all disappeared to the toilet? They're still sitting there, kind of ready. Where's Arian? Do you want to come and say something or?
No,
okay, fine. Oh, so this band are called Patricide. Just give me a second just to change everything over.
Says Brother Sahiela. Says Brother Sahiela. Says Brother Sahiela. Says Brother Sahiela. That's the best of Tila. 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 It's poison in your words. Poison in your words. Like to claim these words and only use these words. Only use these words. You're only using these words because you like to claim these words. Claim. You like to claim. Only these words. You say only these words. You shame these words. You just shame these words. You only use these words. You only use these words. Rights reversed. All rights reversed. All rights reversed. We like the way. We like all of these things that you'd rather not say, that you'd rather not say. The words you speak are being abused. The words you speak are now debased. The name is abused. Debased.
Reversed. They'll be reversed. I will tell you.
another form of abuse. It's just another form of abuse. Actually, the way you can use Christ is the way that they can constantly use you. Psychically abusing you. Excuses that they use. These excuses that they use. These excuses that they use. It's just another form of abuse. It's just another form of abuse. How dare you speak of anarchy? How dare you speak of anarchy? How dare you speak of anarchy and disagree with open source? All rights reverse. All rights reverse. All rights reverse. All rights reverse. Curse go back. Curse go back. Curse go back. There's the diversity left. There's the diversity left. There's the diversity left. There's the diversity left. There's the diversity left.
Ain't working out for y'all, huh?
Mars is the god of war, right?
Planet 2.
Well, I know it's a planet, but the clue is Greek god of war.
Ares. Greeks called him Ares. Same dude, different name is all.
Ares fits. Thanks.
It's all good. See, back in middle school and all, I used to love them myths. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep.
Stuff is deep.
Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep.
Stuff is deep.
Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep. Stuff is deep.
What are you gonna say? What you gonna say? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna say? So what are you gonna say?
Are you hard? Are you hard? Are you hard? Hardly profound. Just like to share what I found. 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 We'll be right back.
to fight back.
What gives you the
the right to say something, to touch things, marching in like you own the place. Can't you see the arrogance that's drawn upon your face? That's what people see when you act up. That's what people see when you act up. Can't you see why people crack up and snap at you? That's why. Reanimating this animal. You just end up hating this animal. You're just hating this animal. You're only hating the animal that you've become, that we all are on some level. We're all this way on some level because we're all animals. We're all animals. But instead, you just keep keeping still. Just keep keeping still. You just keep keeping still. And you wonder and you ask why life isn't on a plate and on asking why things aren't on a plate. So you think that you're ill now. So you think that you're ill now. You can't concentrate and you stagnate. You just sit and wait. You just sit and wait. You keep keeping still. You just keep keeping still. And you lose the thrill of life. And you sit and you try to decipher. You just try to decipher why everyone thinks that you're a bite, but suddenly you're a hissing sniper. Sniper. A hissing little sniper. Just looking for something to die for. You're just looking for something to die for. Don't move. Keep still. Wake up. So make up excuses then. Take advice, then you'll lose it, because with you, it's just in one ear and out the other. Or instead, you'll just smother the meaning and you'll make up another. Because make up another, you'll just make up another. Because it's in one ear and out the other. Or you smother the meaning and you'll make up another, because year after year, you'll just hide beneath these covers because you're too afraid to listen or consider the position that you push yourself into. So instead, you keep keeping still. You just keep keeping still and mentally debate it. But you can't concentrate because it's too prone to hate, and it's easy to hate. It's easier to hate. It's easier to hate, and it's easier to blame. It's easier to blame. It's easier to keep still and watch life through a frame. It's easier when things stay exactly the same. Then you can pretend that you're winning the game. Then you can pretend that you're winning the game. Because it's easier to sit and complain. It's easier to sit and complain. It's easier to sit and complain than to name the reason that you're still in chains. Because you keep still and you don't move, and your mind starts rotting, festering and degrading. Your mind starts rotting, festering, degrading. Your life's on repeated thoughts are fading. It's too late for training your brain. And you can't even remember the last thing you were saying. You can't even remember the last thing you were saying. The thoughts are fading. Everything's fading. So you start repeating, defeating the purpose of speaking. Defeating the purpose of speaking. And you keep keeping still. And this frustrates you. Does it irritate you? Because it really must confuse you. You can talk about moving, but you're far too ill. See, it's easier when you're diagnosed, then you can take a pill, and then you can tell them all that you're ill. You can tell everyone that you're ill. Tell them that you're ill. Tell them that you're ill. Because the pigs are at the door. The pigs are at the door. The pigs are at the door. Pigs are at the door. Chat about pushing things forward, but it's just words, and they've been heard. The third time you said it lost its truth. So you sit and you wait and you try to find proof, but there's no need to prove it, because in that way I'm a bit like you. You know, the way everything that you say is in one ear and out the other. So you keep keeping still. You keep keeping still. You
keep keeping still. You know, I once knew this cunt whose life was quite stable. You sure sound like him. This cunt whose life was quite stable. But this little cunt, he believed in fairy tales and fables. He thought he was able to make things right. He thought he was able to make things right. And this little cunt, he wanted to prove his might. He really wanted to prove his might. But all he did was sit indoors, and so he became bitter and bored. He was tired of less, and he wanted more. See, this little cunt, he was stuck in a bubble. This little cunt, she liked causing trouble. And seeing this cunt, he learned that by wearing a uniform, his powers might double. And so this cunt, it's obvious, this cunt became a constable. He became a constable, there's a policeman inside your head, and maybe you should think about why the things that you do and the things that you say are suddenly intensive in this way. That everything that was said was always broke down. Everything that was broke down. Given a sturdy frown and pointed out, and taken back. There's a policeman inside your head, Perhaps that's the reason. That you always wrote down what was said. It's easier to hate. Easier to taste debate, merely debate. Just merely debate these things, which is easier than doing.
Right, so yeah, you're right. Yeah, you bang on right. No, us homosexuals don't experience love as heterosexuals do. No, we don't. We're just, all we are is just asexual droids that just want to go around bombing men. That's what we are. Anus lust. Exactly. We don't possess love. We just have this strange fetish for men's anuses.
Hey! Batman! Hey! Oi, you dirty little Batman! You dirty little fucking Batman! You dirty little fucking scumbag! You dirty fucking... Do you know what we do to your cunt right here? Do you know what we fucking do to your fucking cunt? You little fucking Kaffir! You little fucking Kaffir! So, is that the best that you can do? Eh? Is that the best that you can do? You're a fucking... Wow, you petty little fucking cunt-faced man, spitting names like Batty Man. You dirty man, does it make you feel like a big man? It's only because you really want to feel a big man. You just want to feel a big man. If you knew what a big man felt like, perhaps you'd listen, a little man. See? Seen your plans, seen the ways that your language is infiltrated, the way your culture has sedated our generation. Our nation is completely possessed by a faceless sense of hate. You willfully create this. You keep it upon the surface, making sure we're face to face with an everlasting social disgrace. You've poisoned this place. Love has been displaced, passion has been erased, and it's all just you for the plague. But he's a batty man, he's a dirty man. He just wants to feel a big man. Wants to feel a big man. Best you can do. Not the best you can do. Maybe it's all a bit too vague. All I'm really trying to say is by projecting so much hate. You're digging your own grave. Oh, but that's the only way they learn to behave. Oh, but maybe it's a psychic defense. Maybe it's disguising an offense. Maybe it's hitting. Maybe I'm just trying to make sense of being sexually oppressed. Clearly the stress is too much.
clearly stressed too much to take. So he shakes, can't make up his mind. He's big man chatting. Shot the batty man clean, Please, oh please, big boy. Big man thinks he's mean, thinks that he's original, talking about Adam and Steve. You call me a pussy, but you can't even read, baby. You can't even read. It seems a bit strange, to waste your time paying for something. He's so deranged, talking about wasting them batty man on the floor. Leaking, twitching on the floor. Talking about pushing a gun in his face. It's just because you want to fuck his face. But no, you talk about leaving that corpse in sand. I think you're just bitter. When you have sex, you just hit her. I've seen you hit her. Big man, you're just bitter. With your bare hands, I think you're just bitter. You never found your prostrate gland. I blaze you three, I'd suck you all off for free. I'd suck off you three and I'd do it for free. So let's not talk about forever. And whether or not these things might last, the things that the past decide to make way for new things for chatting about forever. Stop chatting about forever. Because as you keep talking, time will pass and it won't last. Stop dwelling in the past. The way you act, like your past was a present. And your future is determined. Think that you know what they meant, so how are you feeling? Are you in the mood to reveal your agenda yet? Or are you more concerned to conceal it? Try not to let it slip, try not to get lost in the grip of things as it tightens around you. Time is just passing. It won't last forever. But it never does. So let's not talk about forever. Or the cost of these things we pass aside to make way for new things. It's all about the new things, shiny objects, diamond rings, chalk and bling, material things. So really, is it worth dividing into sections to defend this way of living and these social infections? They call this progression. They all keep waiting for a prophet's resurrection. Probably because they can't even get an erection. Must be easy to smile with your head in the sand, cause you can close your eyes to the blood on your hands, turn away. Apparently it's easier to deal with when there's nothing to say. Stop chatting about forever. Time will pass you aside. See through your lies, you'll swallow your pride. They all keep waiting for a dead man's resurrection. They keep fighting, dividing into sections. They keep spreading this social infection, and all because they couldn't get an erection.
Madam George in Rosie is the home of police. police who kill black boys on no bridge. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving.
You really don't know. You don't know about pain. You really don't know how much it hurts to see the signs right there in front of you. Looking at you, acting, talking about you, acting up like it's fine. As if it's not seen, it's obscene. It's completely out of the Hitchcock scene. You don't know about pain. You just identify and focus the frame. Because that's all it is to you. That's all it is to you. Nothing matters. Everything you encounter, it's just subject matter to you. You forget. Careless chatter costs lives more dangerous than guns and knives. The way it affects the hive mentality, the way gradually it becomes accepted. Programmed into speech, then it mutates and it begins to leech. Careless chatter costs lives. On an atomic scale, it demonstrates the ways in which we fail to coexist. In which we become everything that we resist. Everything that we resist! So look who's clenching their fist now. Up against the wall, motherfucker. Up against a wall, motherfucker. Now you're up against a wall, motherfucker. Now you're up against the wall, motherfucker. Motherfucker! Stop chatting shit, careless chatter costs lives. So don't go asking for it, it doesn't really matter. What do you think you're saying? What do you think you're saying? Doesn't really matter what you think that you're talking about. They empathise, and that's where the problem lies. Staring at you, dead in eyes, convincing themselves of pathetic white lies. Those white lies, you don't know how much it hurts. See them smiling there, right there in front of you, looking at you, acting, talking at you, adhering to the old routine as if it's not seen, as if it's not even obscene. Careless chatter costs lives. It's more dangerous than guns and knives. The way it affects the hive mentality, and it all just means to an end in your words. In your words, it's just your words. In your words, your words. In your words, someone else's words. In someone else's words. So they've been heard, and the third time that they were heard. Third time it was said, it lost its truth. Drop against the wall now, motherfucker.
Yeah, what?
So, yeah?
What? 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 Yeah, what? Yeah, what? What? Yeah, what? Yeah, what? 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 Yeah, what? What? Go on, say it. What? Go on. Go on, say it. Say what? You were going to say what? You were going to say. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it.
Bloody
did you ever get the feeling you've been
cheated. Little actions have been repeated. This feeling has been deleted, and all feelings will soon be deleted. And everything will be ripped apart, ripped at it, shiny things. Everyone keeps walking like poor little lemmings. Do you ever get the feeling? You've been cheated. Claiming they have second sight. And as they all keep talking, they get sucked into the light. It was all an illusion. Those bright lights. It was all an illusion. Maybe you should think about yourself before other people and mind your own business. Maybe you should not even think about this. Maybe you shouldn't even think about this in the first place, you fucking sci-fi motherfuckers. Keeping an eye on other motherfuckers. You keep an eye on all these other motherfuckers and soon you get lost, you pathetic little motherfuckers. You get lost. Keep an eye out on these motherfuckers. Keep an eye out on these fucking cunts. Sci-fi motherfuckers living with their mothers, thinking in theories, thinking how these
theories have an effect on others, thinking about how these theories have an effect on other people, having how these theories have an effect on other people. Stop thinking about other people, stop thinking about other people, because you get lost in theory. Get lost in theory. Timothy Leary. Look at Timothy Leary. You'll get lost in theory just the same. You'll get lost in theory just the same. Keep playing the game. You're still playing that game. Too afraid to take the blame. You're too afraid to take the blame. Take the blame, then what are you gonna make of it, and then what are you gonna say what I'm gonna say. Don't blame me when you try to apportion the blame. You expect me to sympathise with your pain, and you're too much of a fucking cunt. You can't even accept that you're to blame. What should have actually been at the heart of these things? It was always missing in these things. It was always absent in these things. It was never seen in these things. It was never seen in these things. It was absent in these people. It was absent in these things. You expect me to look in your face and come over to your place and play the game. I'm fucking bored of that game. I'm really bored of that game. Looking in your face and pretending that no one's to blame. Pretending and passive aggressively accepting that no one's to blame. Self-control. Just make another excuse and take over someone else's role. No more kisses, no more walking forward. You realize realise where the problem lies. Realise where the problem lies for those deadened eyes staring right at you. Staring right at you. Don't act to talk about you. Don't act to talk about you. Don't act to talk about you. You've got no self-control. You've got no self-control. You've got no self-control. Self-control. Stuck in a hole. They're feeling like they're stuck in a hole. Stuck in a hole. Take the roll away. Rolling away. Self-controlling yourself for today. Think about how you play a new role today. Think about how you can play a new role today. Think about how you can play a new role today.
Maybe you wouldn't mind walking into the street.
store, walking inside the store, walking inside the store, asking for a little bit more, taking out your card and buying more. You just keep buying more, so you just keep buying more, so you just keep buying more, so you just keep buying more. It's a problem that you can't really ignore. It's a problem that you can't ignore, the fact that you're insatiable and you keep asking for more and you keep buying 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 more. This thing of people behind their backs. Why can't you have the power, have the face to actually say something? If you're going to attack someone, say it to their face. If you're going to attack someone, say it to their face. But you can't even take a crack at someone. You lack the integrity to say anything to someone. You can't even say it to yourself. You can barely say it to yourself. You can barely say this to yourself. You can barely say this to yourself. You can barely say this. You can barely say this. You sit today and you make a list. Sit today and make a list. Sit today and make a list. Sit today and make a list. Go on, scan through it. Go on, scan through it. Scan through all the viable alternatives, all the viable alternatives that could contradict the actual purpose of your meaning. Scan through them. Scan all of them. Reprogram your mind. Reprogram your mind. And everything that you find, make it obsolete. Delete it. Delete it all. Everything is open to be deleted. These little lies. They'll be defeated. These little lies. These lies will be defeated. So you think if you keep scanning it off, both you think if you keep scanning this, if you keep scanning this and planning this, mentally planning this thing. Stop speaking. Shut up. The thing is, actually, shut up!
We'll be right back.
to yourself. You think that you can tack these things onto yourself by mentioning these things, that people won't question your ability in these things. That if you keep mentioning these things, that you can assimilate these things by just becoming these things, by mentioning these things. It doesn't work like that. No. You animal. Reanimal. Evis. What about this animal? So what about this animal? Behave and think about what you say. Behave. In a sine wave. Behave yourself. Don't hate yourself. Just behave yourself. And think about the way you beat. Behave in front of other people. Behave in front of other people. Behave in front of other people. We are not avatars. We are adverts. And that's all of us. We are adverts. Claiming to subvert, but we're just eating ourselves for pleasure. Inside all, what's the beginning, Calais? was in a Calais, Cogs installed in Calais, Dover.
Give the kids a fight.
was Patricide, ladies and gentlemen. A round of applause. it's quite an epic. Clocking in almost an hour and a half.
Yeah, we do like to play long tunes.
Right, so what do you have to say for yourselves?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Hello.
Is that a microphone I see before me?
It is, yeah.
Good. It looks pretty.
It looks like my cock, only bigger.
It looks quite... Ooh, Craig, do you want to... Craig, do you want to taste that?
No, I'll just take it off you now.
Anything you say and do will be used to create hallucinogenic pornography. Anything you say or do will be recorded and used against you.
See, this is supposed to be a serious platform for you to say your piece. Do you have? Is there anything you'd like to tell people?
Coming up. So, if anyone wants to bring us some drugs, that would be nice. But no one ever does that yet. So,
12 December, somewhere. I don't know where it is. Don't point it at me.
Somewhere in Holloway, I think.
Holloway,
I think so.
myspace.com/killyourfather. Big up Britney, big up everyone. Dissensus.com, big up Bill FM, big
Boy
up Logan Sama.
Boys should know better though.
Big up
don't
Wiley.
Go chatting shit. Enough about paying for your
big
studio time
Bowie
and
three.
Fighting with these batty man. Go on, come on, we're expecting it. Seriously, what we said
kill
before,
your father.
I'll suck you all off for free. Do it, seriously. I blaze you
bring
on
it.
You don't realise how rude boys actually turn me on. So come on, bring it on. Bring it on, serious.
Bareback UK.
Spread it around, baby.
Bareback porno.
We're
go get some Aussie bum pants and be a queer.
We're spaffing your
mother. We'd like to take this opportunity to say these are views of the artists and not of Illafem.
We won't charge you nothing.
So go and see Patricide, they're very nice boys. So myspace.com/killyourfather.
We got DVDs, which, because fuck all that, yes, we're bands, we've got CDs, fuck you lot, we've got DVDs, which, we've got two of them, so fuck off, they're fiver, for two of them, that's right, that's 2 hours of fucking Patricide, and the visuals will fuck you up, they will really, really hurt you. I'm serious. They are. It's parts two and three. Serious thing. Serious. Parts two and three of a viable alternative to hallucinogens.
Fuck shot and get watching. Fuck shot and get watching.
All rights reverse and the return of the repressed. £5 for the both of them.
PATRI to the side. Music for the V-ball is gonna blow with your mind.
Imagine Hulk Hogan versus the Ultimate Warrior again.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, tell you what. We like music as well.
They like music as well. So thank you very much.